Have you ever imagined how much liquid 60,000 gallons would look like? Let's try this experiment. Take your favorite beverage, be it milk, coffee, tea, or beer, and then we'll fill a tank car with that beverage. Now you're going to drink 1 gallon of this beverage per day, starting with the day you were born, until you have consumed the entire amount. Before you drink your last gallon, you'd be over 164 years old. Now let's talk about tank cars. A tank car is any car which is used only for the transportation of liquids, liquefied gases, compressed gas, or solids that are liquefied prior to loading. In the early 1960s, Union Tank Car Company built the first whale belly tank car. For several years, it was the largest tank car of its kind in North America. However, in September 1965, General American Transportation Corporation, otherwise known as GATX, developed its own whale belly tank car, which is here at our museum. It became the largest tank car ever produced. It took 4 70-ton wheels to handle its 60,000 gallons of liquid products. It weighed in at 272,700 pounds, fully loaded. As for its shape, look at a picture of the near-extinct North Atlantic or the North Pacific right whale, which can weigh in between 250,000 to 300,000 pounds. Their shape is undeniably appropriate for naming the tank car the whale belly. The Union Tank Car was an experimental tank car and was never used in actual revenue-generating service. So the General American Tank Car holds the record as the largest tank car ever used in revenue service, but was later deemed too big for use on the rails and was never duplicated.